Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. This is episode 17 of the How Awesome Is This podcast. I'm here with Brian, and we watched the movie Beastmaster.
We sure did. This movie's great. I mean, it's not as great as I remember it when I was a kid, but it's not awful.
No, it's well, you'll see. We go in depth with Howard Jones and Charlie Belmore on today's episode, and it's fun. I mean, yeah, I don't want to give away too much spoilers ahead, but you could have heard it way, way sooner. It's number 217.
Like 5 months ago.
Yeah. And we're just, you know, while I was finishing up all the preparations for the Corpse Grinder record and you went out to Skankfest, and we figured, you know what, let's pepper out another How Awesome Is This episode while we're in between guests and tell everybody that they could have watched it sooner on gasdigitalnetwork.com when you use the code JOSTA. It's under the bonus content page. But if you want to sit in on them as we record the podcast, you can join Patreon, patreon.com/JOSTA. And we're doing the movie Border coming up, as well as the movie Fried Barry. I keep saying Larry.
I need to watch Fried Barry, but I'm still fucked up from Border.
Yeah, no spoilers. No spoilers.
I went through a journey watching that movie.
No spoilers about certain body parts.
Nothing. I got nothing right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I got nothing right now.
So join the Patreon or join Gas Digital. Either helps the podcast and goes above and beyond. Or if you don't have the loot for a monthly subscription, but you want to support one of our sponsors, feel free. We got a ton of great sponsors. First, I want to thank Mad Russian Apothecary. The link is always in the show notes, but they make great beard oil, foot balm, tattoo balm, a bunch of great products. Go to madrussianapothecary.com, use the promo code JOSTA21, and give them a follow on Instagram and tell them JOSTA sent you. Also, for podcast shirts, like, we used to do a ton of Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, so we made Howard Jones Jean-Claude Van Damme shirts. Those are up at martyrstore.net, but I got to thank indiemerchstore.com. And the promo code is JOSTA10, and Indie Merch Store is killing it.
Dope shit up there.
They have so much good stuff. If I didn't have so many black shirts, or, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to order a red shirt. I'm going to order a red Cannibal Corpse shirt.
That's it.
IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10. And you'll be helping out a great company, as well as this podcast. And also, I got to thank Seek and Strike Records. We don't have time to play a song on this episode because we got to get right into it. But check out SeekandStrike.com. And use the promo code JOSTA10. Same thing at seekandstrike.com. Click through to get the merch for Orbit Culture, Upon a Burning Body,
Both Wind of those bands Covenant. Are hard as fuck.
That Upon a Burning Body Snake Eyes track is hard. Check it out. Let us know if you like it. Seekandstrike.com. Tell them JOSTA sent you. Use the code JOSTA10 when you're shopping for some Orbit Culture, Upon a Burning Body, or Wind Covenant merch. Brian, where can they find you?
Find me everywhere at B McKay's, right? And, you know, go sign up at Gas Digital Network. Use promo code JOSTA. You get all sorts of good stuff.
Thanks so much, everybody, who gave us good feedback on the Corpse Grinder teaser on here on the channel. If you're watching YouTube, like, subscribe, hit the bell. Go check out the Corpse Grinder teaser. I know it's just a quick 30-second tease of the album, but if you've contributed to the album, you are our heroes. And I speak for George and Nick and Charlie and myself. It's a long time coming to release this record in February 2022. And I'm excited that we're able to include the fans in the thanks list like we did with the Jost albums and like we did with the Crowbar album. So we really appreciate all your support. Couldn't do it without you, the listeners, and the supporters of heavy music and, you know, us watching silly movies like The Beastmaster. So check it out at martyrstore.net and make sure you give it a like and hit the subscribe on the YouTube. All right. How awesome is this podcast? Is Beastmaster awesomely awesome or awesomely bad? You will find out now on to the show.
How awesome, how awesome, how awesome is this podcast?
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show. It's another episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast. I am joined by none other than Mr. Howard Jones, front man of Light the Torch, Scion. What's the group with Peter from Soilwork?
King Fighter.
King Fighter. How did I forget that? What else? What other groups you got going on? Brian on the ones and twos. You know, Brian from Believe You Me podcast. What's the other one? Good what?
Good Sugar.
Sugar.
It's a health and wellness with Marcus Antebi and Ralph Sutton.
Shout out to Marcus and Ralph. And last but certainly not least, Mr. Charlie Belmore. You know him from D. Snyder Band, Kingdom of Sorrow, Josta, Kings and Liars. What else?
I probably started a band during that intro. I'm not sure.
You should, because this is episode 200. Wait, no, this is
16.
This is episode 16. It says bonus 213 or whatever on the bonus section. Anyways,
yeah, we got a ton of stuff in there.
We watched the 1982 Sword and Sorcery classic directed by Don Coscarelli, the Beastmaster. And oh boy, first things first, how was this rated PG?
Spoiler crazy alert. Dude.
No way.
This is pre. They must have made the PG-13 rating because of a movie like this.
It was actually for Gremlins.
Yep.
Was it because of Gremlins?
Yep.
Yeah.
I did not watch this in the theater, but I am going to play you something right now that is either going to trigger those of when my father got a little bit better of a gig going. He was GC and then he was doing painting work and stuff. One time he got a big job. And he came home and we got a color TV. This was a big deal because we had a black and white TV with just the UHF and the, you know, the local stations, public access, yep, and Channel 8. When we got the color TV, he came home with one of those bootleg cable boxes. Remember the bootleg one that you could get?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember the first time I heard this, and we're going to play it for you right now and tell me if this brings back any memories or just literally gets you so pumped. Skip ahead to like the 30-second mark, if you don't mind. Let's see. Yeah, no, a little bit back. Here we go. Right here. Yeah, right here. Perfect. Get you. You got the Jiffy Pop on the stove. You just got out of the shower. You're getting into your jams. Here it is. Dude, if Light the Torch doesn't cover this, I'm how good is that?
Yeah, this was special.
Dude,
everybody didn't have HBO back then, so it was a thing.
Yeah, it felt magical.
It was a big deal, and yep, then Beastmaster was on all the time, and it was better than the one that you would see on whatever TBS. Like TBS or yep, TNT, because the HBO one had the boobies in it.
I didn't even remember there were boobs because I might have only seen it on TBS.
Dude, yeah, I was thinking today.
There's a couple of boobs in there.
Tanya Roberts, rest in peace. Oh my God, I was thinking that might have been the first pair of boobs I saw.
Wasn't that Donna's screen mom from yep, That 70s Show? I was like, she looks so familiar.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Hey, Jamie.
Really?
Check your microphone connection.
Okay, check it now. Better?
Yeah.
Check one, two. Check one, two.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Tanya Roberts, RIP, died of a urinary tract infection.
Stop
that
it.
Spread to her kidneys. Yeah. That yeah, shit is no joke. Charlie, that is not funny. You have to pee after sex.
How
that's what you were thinking.
Howard is doing visual humor, and it's and I'm just laughing at the idea that he's doing visual humor on a podcast.
I know. There's no audience for what I'm doing, but it's
there, I am. I'm your audience.
Yeah.
What was he doing? I missed it.
He just basically raised the people's elbow or the people's eyebrow.
Oh my God. Why? You think you got skeptical people's eyebrow? You don't think it was a UTI that killed her?
Oh no. It's just
a weird thing to hear. That's
all. It's just weird to die from getting dicked down is all.
No, it was Jesus, Brian. Too soon. It was 2021. It was January of 2021.
And hey, lady likes to party.
It caused sepsis. Like it literally, the UTI spread to her kidneys, liver, bloodstream, caused sepsis. And yeah, rest in peace. This and A View to Kill, right? That was she was a Bond girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what else was she in?
She was big on that. She was in That 70s Show for years as the mom.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, okay.
She was the hot mom next door.
Okay.
Yeah, Donna's dumb mom.
She was the ugly dad.
Well, I just want to say that we had a previous text thread going about this movie, and I disagree with you guys now wholeheartedly. I'm backing this movie. I loved it upon fourth or fifth watch now, but not, I haven't watched it in 28 years.
How many times did you watch it today? Multiple times?
Dude, I had to keep going back and rewinding because I was a little confused on some shit, but it's too long. I will give you guys that. It's way too long.
It didn't. There was a point where I was like, okay, well, that's the end. And then I'm like, oh, and I paused it. And I'm like, no, there's 54 minutes left. No, there's 50. And then I did it again and again. And I'm like, I think I just live in this movie now because it just felt like the longest movie ever. But I enjoyed the movie. I just felt that it went on forever.
Yeah, for sure.
I am Beastmaster now because it took so long. I am Beastmaster.
Yeah, I was like getting a loincloth ready and just about to go just start going on my quest.
You watch Rip Torn visibly age throughout the movie.
Rip Torn, R.I.P. But
R.I.P. Torn.
That's another one. Wow. I don't know what his real name was, but such a great casting.
I never want to know.
I never want to know because if that is his real name, he was destined to be famous.
He's always good, insane, wonderfully insane.
He plays that character.
Yep. He was almost the exact same character as he was on the Larry Sanders Show in this movie, and I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Except with a prosthetic nose.
You definitely don't want to know his real name.
What was with that?
Well, what's his real name?
Elmore Ruel Torn Jr.
Woo!
Wow.
Elmore.
But when you see that Klaus Kinski turned it down and you pull up a picture of Klaus Kinski, you might be a little bummed that Klaus wasn't. What was the character's name?
I can't remember. All the names just felt like they were just stringing together a couple consonants.
All the names were like 3 to 5 letter names. Yeah. That was it.
I'm two. I'm Tar. I'm Toe.
That's Ruh. That's Tees. Yeah. That's R. This whole movie reminded me of Lorenzo, and I kept thinking of Lorenzo every time.
Max.
We should have invited him for this podcast. We really fucked up. We had an opportunity and we missed it. So we're gonna have to edit in that theme song right now. Brian, make a note.
Got it.
So the missed opportunity was not having Lorenzo here because the whole time I was going, yours is prom, ours is R. Right? Yours is, and the Z, yours is, first of all, How does that? Okay, let's start from the beginning. Rip Torn's character is warned by these three witches, who, by the way, bodies of like supermodels.
Yep.
And which reminded
dead
me
skin
of
skin masks.
Yes.
You want to play the trailer?
Unreal.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's play the trailer. Sorry, we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was foretold by witches. It was conceived through sorcery. And it was to be destroyed by all that is evil. But the courage of one mortal saved it. And so, into an age of darkness, in a time of mysticism, sacrifice, and plunder, there came the only light, the Beastmaster. Born with the strength of a black tiger, the courage of an eagle, the power that made him more than any hero. More than any lover. He was lord and master over all beasts. He was the Beast Master. Behold the wonder, the horror, the fantasy, the challenge of the one warrior they call the Beastmaster. Mark Singer is Dar. Tanya Roberts is Carrie. Rip Torn is Mayak. John Amos is Seth. Together they take us on a fascinating journey back into unexplored times. Conquer your fears. Face the unknown. And discover the incredible link between man, animal, and all that is phantasmagorical. In the world of Dungeons, Dragons, and Dar. The Beastmaster. The epic adventure of a new kind of hero.
10 out of 10 right there. Rated PG for nudity, child sacrifice.
animal cruelty.
I mean, they straight up killed the tiger in real life.
You died a tiger, yes. And a tiger died.
Yeah.
Where was PETA? You fucks. Where were you?
They also trank the dog for that scene.
When the tongue was hanging out of the dog's mouth, I was like, "Did they actually kill that dog?"
No, but you see it like breathing and like having face twitches when he lays it on his father's body.
I was like, "Wow, that dog is method."
All roads lead back to the Beastmaster. No Beastmaster, no John Wick. No Beastmaster, no anything. Seriously, there's 6 degrees of Beastmaster. There's Beastmaster showing up in every modern cultural feat. I'm telling you, the Beastmaster is so influential. It was watched and requested more than any other movie besides Gone with the Wind on TBS.
Requested from TBS or on this
people
show?
People used to write snail mail in, when's Beastmaster playing? It's playing every fucking day. Just turn on TBS, it's on.
Just turn TBS on and wait 90 minutes.
Allegedly, the tiger died. The rumor I actually read started when they had to anesthetize one of the tigers to put the dye on it, right? Because first of all, I was like, who is the motherfucker who like Vidal Sassoon is there fucking like dyeing the tiger's hair? They're like, what happened to Vidal? He got fucking done like homeboy from the Vegas show.
Its color so necessary to the story?
It wasn't. the thing that I read was that he had an allergic reaction to the paint and then got like an infection and died after the filming.
Isn't that the Wizard of Oz?
It It's very similar.
The Tiger and the Wizard of Oz, Don.
No, the lady they painted every day. That poor lady, right? I heard that's a myth too.
The Tin Man.
Yeah, the Tin Man almost died because the silver paint you can't get oxygen through.
Wouldn't let him sweat.
Wow. See, now you know why Mudvayne's not coming back. All these, you know, actually, they are coming. They are coming back. I can't fucking wait because I'll be out there, dude. I'll come out of pit retirement for that. Shout out to Chad. I'm getting him on the podcast soon. So listen, I want to just say no Khabib, no Beastmaster, no Khabib.
Wait, what?
Because this,
that's a stretch.
Dude, the bear, he comes out, right? You know, Khabib saw this and was like, I can tame the bear with my mind. Dude, the bear, supposedly they got him to the set and he attacked his own handler and it freaked everybody out. People ran like fleeing into the woods. And then when they came back, they were like, oh yeah, we sedated the bear. We got the handler off to the emergency room. And like, now we're ready to shoot your first scene, Mr. Singer, who, by the way, Mark Singer, bodied up Shakespearean actor.
He got especially for 82, he got an insane shape for 82.
Dude, I want those Beastmaster supplements. Where is he getting them?
That was probably a lot more legit than you realize.
His ferret friends just brought them to him?
Yeah.
Here, eat these.
No Beastmaster, no Ferret Records. I'm telling you, this movie inspired so many things. Howard signed to Ferret Records subliminally. He was like, that's cool, Beastmaster.
Yeah, I do like having ferrets as a remote. That's pretty cool.
what about Rip Torn's powers where he's like, hey, just kill yourself real quick? And how did Zed know instantly to go in there? She tells him, the witch tells him, the firstborn son of Zed is going to challenge you for the throne or whatever. And Zed walks right in. What are you guys doing in here? How does he know?
Just divine timing.
I do have to say it. I mean, this plot idea of like that child will eventually kill you. Like that's happened before. And then they try to kill the child. I never understand why they're like, hey, witches, just tell me how it happens just in case he gets away so I could not do exactly what happened to kill me. They never do that. And you think, like, let me just make sure. How do I die? Tell me how I die.
Yeah, no. They're like, and let's not just kill you right here while we have every possible way to do it. Let's banish you and then let's have the witch literally give an abortion in a rated PG for, I don't even know what it is.
It was like a Star Trek transporter abortion.
Yeah, it wasn't even an abortion. She stole the baby and put it in a cow.
Meanwhile, they then immediately did like a C-section. Just take it out of her in the bed. You're just showing off.
That I understood. They needed the cow as like a lovely transport to this other location.
No one would suspect the cow.
Right. It's concealed within the cow. Well, they really another missed opportunity was later on the film. He should have saw a cow and been like, "Mama," or whatever. Like he should have. Today, we're welcoming back IP Vanish to the show. Really happy to have them as a sponsor. If you're asking, what is IP Vanish? I will tell you, IP Vanish is a virtual private network, a VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. So what you're reading, what you're searching, what you're watching, whatever it is you're doing is private. And that's a big deal right now because we're entering the technocracy. Listen, that's important because what you're doing on the internet is your business and it's not my business. No one else's business. It's yours and yours alone. All right, Buster, IP Vanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. IP Vanish is just $3.49 a month. That's $3.49, okay? And if you want my 2 cents, that's a good deal. $27.99 a year. You can help protect your online privacy and security. Here's everything you get with IP Vanish. Anonymous IP addresses. This means your personal IP address can't be tracked by anyone on the web. Circumvent any online censorship. IP Vanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70 locations. Get protection when using public Wi-Fi. Remember, with IP Vanish, all your data is encrypted, so no one can snoop on what you're doing. Plus, they have 24/7 support. Email them, chat with them, even call them. They're there to help. So go to ipvanish.com/josta, claim 65% off. That's 65% savings. That's incredible. They have plans starting at just $3.49 a month or $27.99 a year. Big thanks to ipvanish.com. Check out ipvanish.com/josta with a lowercase j. Now back to the show. So Rip Torn's character, he's shook, right? He's like, I'm out of here. And he's been thinking about Dar getting born, right, and eventually coming to fuck him up. But the witch, right, she just, at that point I rewound it because I was like, so wait, the guy who saves, he doesn't really kill the witch, he thinks he kills the witch.
No, there's but a the bunch guy of witches. Blows up.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. They blow her up like fireworks in the fire. And yeah. Then the guy raises. Yeah. So he's got like an adopted dad. He raises Dar.
You know what's great about that actor is it's very, very clear that he took no time at all to learn how to hold that weapon for that scene. Because he was just like, he's never, like they were, like they just like right before they were shot, they were like, oh, hold the sword. And he's like, what? And they were like, and go.
Like, pretend you're going to bunt a baseball.
And what was it? Was it a boomerang?
Oh, I don't know what that was. But when he pulled out that sword and tried to go at her, I was like, has he ever even played with a sword as a child? Like, he looks so uncomfortable.
I was surprised that looked like it wasn't a stunt man. There was a couple different scenes where I thought, wow, maybe the actors are doing their own stunts because the budget was low.
The budget was low.
I didn't notice a lot of stuntmen for Mark Singer, so he must have been doing a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, he was riding all those horses and taking all those tumbles for sure. They didn't have face swap CGI back in 89.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it was filmed on location in Oklahoma.
8 days. I looked it up. I was thinking the same
thing.
Eight days.
I'm not surprised.
In Santa Clarita, California, and a couple days in Vegas or outside of Vegas.
Yeah.
The Eagle just wouldn't fly on cue. So, and this I couldn't believe. I had to look this up on multiple sites. And I guess Don Coscarelli talks about this in the Blu-ray from Australia, I think it is, because the original print was lost. Someone was keeping it at a house instead of at like a real storage room. So there's no original print of the film, but in the DVD commentary, he says that because the Eagle would only soar as it was landing, like it would always be flying, it would be soaring. So what they did was they hooked balloons, like helium balloons, to a cage and did the door by remote in the air. I was like, what? He invented a drone for this movie. And then and I'm like, well, so then when he flies out of the cage, what happens to the cage? Like somebody down the road just gets fucking hit with it. It lands on the roof.
At the end of this movie, it really should have said animals were definitely harmed during the filming.
Yes.
Of this
movie. How many ferrets do you think it took to get that last shot of all the animals being friends when they put the ferret up to the tiger's face? How many times? I think a lot of ferrets got gone.
There were a lot of consequences to this movie.
Oh, dude, every time the ferret dies at the end, I would be like, oh, I stubbed my toe. oh, is someone cooking on? Like, who's using the onions? Like, what's going on? Like, you try to just make it. You know, you're like, don't look at me.
Then there's two baby ferrets at the end, so everything's fine. He has more ferrets than he started with.
There you go.
Which, by the way,
sacrifice, yo.
Yeah, dude. That's how you do it.
I need to make a theme song for the next episode we do of this podcast. So it called Useless Facts with Josta. And we set up the segment because a ferret, a group of ferrets is called a pheasanting.
What?
A baby ferret is called a kit. And in Europe, ferrets are called, are you ready for this? Maybe Brian can edit in a drum roll. In Europe, they're called a polecat.
Because they're cats and also poles?
I don't know, but a European polecat. And when next time someone's like, yo, I got a ferret, I'm like, bro, it's a European polecat. Get it right. So the guy starts to raise Dar, and the bear attack happens. This was the only working bear in Hollywood at the time, by the way.
No shit.
100%. You've seen that bear before.
And it was a Russian bear. And I guess, like, they need a whole documentary about this bear, because I guess this bear would wild out.
Oh, so we've seen that bear fuck people up?
Dude, this fucking bear, give him all the awards. Because none of the footage was usable. Think about how quick it was. Like, it was, and the noise that the ferrets make is not what noise ferrets make. And the bear noise that they ADR'd in was not really, like, I don't know.
Not the sound bear was bears definitely make.
I don't know.
It yeah, sounded animals make like some weird sounds.
I wasn't paying attention to that part.
Yeah, let me see.
25 different ferrets they used to play Kodo. Wow. And Kodo. Ferrets can't be trained, so they were often baited with food or to go look where needed. Four tigers played Rue. The main one was named Kipling.
That makes sense.
Yeah. How many did it say? How many ferrets died?
Yeah, that's a question. How many ferrets did they have at the end? Just the three in the last shot?
All I know is that Demi Moore auditioned several times for the part of Kiri, but the producers like weren't having it.
She should have been more famous at the time.
Tanya was a great choice, but imagine if Demi was in this.
Her career would have went differently.
Yeah, a little bit.
She would have been Donna's mom. And then died from getting dicked down.
Bro, how dare you? Show some respect. Dude.
So when the Raiders attacked the village, did anybody else notice that apparently in that village their wood has dynamite built into it? Like, the wood was just on fire and then it explodes. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, that scene was, I guess,
security measures.
By homeless people who were paid $25 a day because they were going over budget. So besides what? Animals being exploited.
Oh, God.
Beastmaster may be my favorite movie ever.
It's like, Hollywood.
This movie's bad news.
Do you know?
It was killed by homeless people. Oh, my God.
Do you know? I know, right? So then literally, like, anytime you're on Hollywood Boulevard and some guy's like, spare some change, I was in Beastmaster. He wasn't crazy. He was really, he really was. The film in Japan was called Miracle Master. I thought that was a fun tidbit.
Why?
I don't know, but I thought that was... in the scene where Dar wakes after the attack on his village and the dog Toto is seen lying on the side dead, you can actually see the dog breathing. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that's how I knew they didn't kill him and he was only tranked.
Yeah, they're leaving out some certain facts.
Yeah, like the queen who the witch stole the baby from and then the brother, I didn't understand that. Like, how did that work? There was another child had later on.
Oh, see, what happened is whatever.
Yeah. With Kiri. Yeah. Like when she said uncle, I was like, wait, I thought they like made out at the end of the movie. Cause I forgot they said, she said uncle and then they made out. And I was like, oh no, in this movie, cousins fuck. Okay. That's what happens in this movie.
Hey, that's how it was back then. You know, like I hate when people say back then when it's like, it's a fantasy realm. Yeah. It's not a back then.
Multiple people used to tell me that's how it was back then when they were talking about Game of Thrones. And I was like, when did that happen? It's not real.
You know, during the War of Roses with dragons.
Yeah. No Beastmaster, no Game of Thrones.
That might be true.
Oh, that's just pushing it.
John Amos as Seth, so good.
And so oily.
It was very good. I liked him.
He's so good. One of the hardest. If you were ever going to make a Beastmaster song, you would use his quote as the chorus. Face the animal on his own terms, and you'll find you are not so very strong. I was like, wait, what? I rewound it like four times because the audio is a little low. They should have done ADR there, but it was like they used the mic or whatever, the boom mic track.
Yeah.
They need, someone needs to catch up. I looked everywhere for John Amos interviews in regards to Beastmaster. Did he not like the film or something? How is there no record of him talking about this?
I don't know, man, but
who
there's
wanted
this
record of talking about this?
Yours is, right? Like yours is McDowell's, ours is McDonald's. Or no. Okay, so when the...
He's looking like me in Holy Diver.
I feel like the aesthetic of that whole video is based around Beastmaster.
Everything. Dude, people, how many people tried to get into falconry after? And I didn't even know falconry was a word until I looked it up after watching this movie. Because if you were the only, first of all, if you're the only guy with a bear in town, how much are you getting paid to bring this bear over there? And then,
just like the concept of that, I'm the only guy in town with a bear.
I got a Russian bear. They're like, we need a bear for this movie. They're like, oh, you got to call this guy. He's got this Russian bear.
You better get paid up front for that job in case your bear murders somebody and you need to dip.
If you were signed on for this film, and first of all, the law says that the tiger has to be on a 5-foot chain and no children can be near it at any times. And I guess at one point it grabbed Mark Singer's leg and put his mouth like around his leg, but didn't bite him, but it was like checking like him like, yo,
I could.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the captain now.
Are you kidding me?
What's that other movie that was out with Roar? Is that what it was called? That they had like lions running around in their house in Hollywood? And like a bunch of people got mauled.
Oh, isn't that the movie about what's her name?
I think that's
yeah,
what
the daughter Roar, of right? The daughter of Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith when she was a kid.
Yeah.
What the basically fuck?
Dude. What? How is Melanie Griffith alive? It's a miracle. When we're not watching that movie for this podcast.
Yo, you do not. These people are fucking with big cats. They hunted people into extinction almost three times. I don't know why people think it's a cool idea to hang out with them. They will eat you.
Well, when
whoa, I know this isn't about Roar, but
can you explain when Dar summons Shirak and they give him the amulet? Like, can you, was that so that they could find the location of where his dad was imprisoned or whatever? What was that?
That was for the Cthulhu monsters to come and help.
Oh, by the way, that traumatized me as a child. Aside from the child sacrifice and multiple killings, there was no blood in this to get the PG rating.
Zero.
The goop and the gore and the
lots
grossness.
Of sword fights, though.
Oh, yeah.
With no blood and straight through impalings. Like, not even, like, he was just like, and he just, like, not a drop of blood on any of the stabbings. Of which there were multitudes.
Yeah. The bird men.
And you got to turn, and dude getting turned into green goop.
Yeah, the bird men were hard. I mean, how they missed an opportunity to really build out this whole universe, make it a franchise. I know they had a sequel and a third movie. And
the TV show was fun. In like.
Really? Am I going to have to.
95-ish, I would say. No, he had a way cooler weapon, too. Maybe in the 2000s. I don't know.
I never gave it a chance.
But he had a way cooler weapon. He had, like, a bone club that, like, had a blade on one end and a club on the other end, and he would be like, whap, whap, and he would fuck people up with it. And I was really waiting for it in the movie, but I was like, I guess it's just from the TV show.
Oh, okay. So they added to it. I guess this was based off on a book, too, that was a Native American character that could communicate with animals, and then that person was involved with the screenplay, but then when it changed so drastically, they were like, take my name off this fucking movie.
Oh, you mean he wasn't happy that his main character was a blonde white dude?
Yeah, they were not stoked. But the sequel came out, I think, in 91, and by that point we were all over it. I think that's what happened.
Oh yeah, they waited too long.
Do you remember when you saw that? You didn't see it in the theater, did you, Howard?
I don't think I did. I think I saw it on, like, it was on cable pretty quickly after the theaters. I remember seeing, yeah, I definitely saw it at home, like, when I was.
Was it even successful? Maybe they did a movie in 91 because it was so popular on TBS.
Well, yeah, I mean, the box office, it made money. It made on a $8 or $9 million budget, it made $15 million at the box office, which wasn't like terrible, but it wasn't a huge success. It made all its money probably, yeah, getting the TV licenses and
yeah, that's
HBO.
Pretty good for a movie with no story.
What do you mean, Howard? His dog died, he found a cat, he found a girl. He borderline rapes the girl, and then he chases her for the rest of the movie. That's the story.
He was not into consent. The Beastmaster.
and then the girl he ends up with her because she's like, okay, fine, I'll blow you if you save my family. Like,
which is also your family, so let's have sex.
I have the trailer for Beastmaster 2 Through the Portal of Time set up if you guys want to see that.
No. I want the rights. Reach out to me. I want the rights. I will get an investor. I want the Beastmaster rights. I want merch. I want toys. I want a new Beastmaster. I want graphic novels, songs about Beastmaster, soundtracks. We could do a lot with this. I love the premise.
Hey, man, I'll try to make that happen. I'll find out who has the rights to Beastmaster when we're done here.
Hey, what? So when he when he falls into the quicksand at some point, I just immediately remember that when I was a child, I assumed that by the time I was an adult, I would have at least conservatively three friends that died from falling in quicksand. And I didn't know if you guys were similar. Literally every 80s movie, somebody almost dies from quicksand. And I'm
90s
like,
cartoons too.
Yeah. I lived right next to the woods, and I just remember thinking, like, there's got to be some out there. I don't know where, but I'm just going to stay on the path.
When I realized that quicksand was bullshit, I was so disappointed.
Oh, me too?
I felt betrayed. I was like, they fucking lied to us in every movie.
It's just mud.
It's literally just mud. There's no, there's nothing cool about it. And it's not even that bad. Like, you lose a boot or something.
I mean, apparently at some point in the 70s, maybe the 50s to the 70s, there was gigantic pits 90 feet deep full of mud for these people to be pulling from, you know? I mean, it had to be at some point in the history of humans.
The climax of the film, which took literally an hour and 15 minutes too long to get to.
Didn't it feel like there was four climaxes? Like, it was when they were in, when they like raided the temple and there was that, like, what seemed like a 27 minute scene of a man chasing two ferrets.
That guy, they got his costume at an S&M store.
You know what I'm saying?
And I was like, oh, Guar should have been on the soundtrack. This is like a Guar slave. The mask had no eye holes, so he was literally running blind in that scene.
That's why he was swinging his arms around, making sure he didn't hit something.
Yes.
An awkward run.
It makes so much sense.
But that whole scene, I was like, oh, there's got to be a, this must be some sort of climax, right? And then that wasn't, and then they keep on ripped, and then like they go to fight their porn, and even that wasn't the end. I was like, what the fuck?
I know, it was like, oh, there's more. Oh,
it had more endings than Lord of the Rings, for real. It was crazy.
Dude, and they talk about another missed opportunity when he at the end when you know he's the hero and Kiri like goes up to him, she could have said like, hey, is that a polecat in your pants or are you just having to see
Uncle Dar?
So yeah, I mean, at this point, at the end of the film,
also why didn't they have the big giant battle happen first and then he fight Rip Torn second? Like, Rip Torn was presented as like the villain, but then he ate it first. Like, he ate it when, like in most movies, like normally the big muscle guy dies first and then it's the big boss, but they flipped it around and it was very, I didn't understand why they did that, because it was
bad.
I mean, and Rip Torn is such a good actor, he could have just hammed it up for the end. Like, you know, I mean, I know he's not like super muscular or whatever, but I mean, he could have done that. He could have been the final battle.
But they used the same guys for the army as they used for the Cthulhu monsters.
Oh boy.
I would imagine.
I thought maybe they were going to set up the sequel and someone from the Jun Horde or whatever was going to be, because I didn't remember how it ended. And I thought that too. Like, is this out of order? But yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that they were going to be sacrificed. I'm like, okay, yeah, Dar's got to save him from being sacrificed.
Yeah.
But what was that going to do? Like, what the sac? Is this R the God, AR the God? Why didn't they show the God having any sort of impact throughout the movie to give it like more weight?
Yeah, don't because you think you would?
Whatever.
I mean, why were they trying to sacrifice the kids, right? Like, even Dar in the beginning, nothing bad happened.
Yeah. Because
they didn't kill the miracle baby.
Technically, everything happened because Dar was alive. So he killed the guy and now he fulfilled the prophecy. But for whatever reason,
or is animal sacrifice needed? Because when Kodo kills himself, does that then satisfy the our God and make
I think Howard
win?
Has a good explanation for this. Because it's a bad movie.
Yeah, they just you can just make up whatever narrative you want.
Hey, listen, this ad is for responsible adults only. So if you are not over the age of 21, skip it, Buster, or plug your ears. Because listen, we're telling you about Delta 8, brought to you by Yo Delta. And Delta 8 is legal in how many states, Brian?
It's legal in most states.
I'm going to say, if I had to guess right now, I'm going to say Delta 8 is legal in 48.
That's a lot of states.
That's a lot. Okay, what about 38?
No, I'm saying that's probably right.
Well, listen.
I'll Google it so we're not getting yelled at here.
I don't fuck with Delta 8, but I know you do. So I'm going to let you give your personal endorsement. I do know people, though, who had issues with heavier things and switched to the Delta 8 and it helped them get off that heavier stuff. So, I you know, sometimes you got to taper down off the hardcore shit. You know what I mean?
We were way off. Delta 8 is legal in 19 states, including Arizona, Texas, Colorado, and New York.
All right. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in any one of those 19 states, go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What is it? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states. And it's going to take you to the moon, like hopefully this fucking AMC and Clove and all these bullshit stocks I bought. But that, we'll save that for another show. Yodelta.com. You can find a mix of gummies, vapes, and whatever your needs are to start feeling a little stony there, Buster. Use the promo code GAS. That's G-A-S. Get 25% off. Go to yodelta.com. Use the promo code GAS. Thank you, Yo Delta. Now back to the show. Listen, at the end, Dar is the hero. They set off into the wild with Kiri, Sharak, and Podo. And they go to, you know, on a path to new adventures. Listen, I loved it. It's the Beastmaster. It's got to be on the Mount Rushmore of sword and sorcery films. No, what's better than the Beastmaster?
Conan
in sword and. Oh, okay, fine. That Conan's number one on them. But speaking what's of, the other sword and sorcery films that are better than this?
What, like, would it be like Ben-Hur and Spartacus and all that?
Or like you're talking about from the same time period, right?
70s, 80s.
Yeah. Masters of the Universe. Did you guys notice?
Willow's probably better than this.
Oh, fuck yeah. Willow's probably a million times better than this.
Come on.
Mad Mardigan? Come on.
Did the temple at the end of this movie look exactly like the temple at the end of Conan?
Yes.
Was it the same exact temple?
No, I knew. I didn't even have to write it down. I was like, there's no way everyone isn't thinking the same thing that I
when they're running through the another thing that bothers me is when they're going through the tunnel and he has to monkey climb through the thing so he doesn't get ripped apart by the monsters. He pulls that lever at the end of the hallway. How the fuck doesn't he know that those doors aren't going to open? He was like, no, there's hidden storm doors here. I got this.
Yeah.
Seems like a risk.
I will say one thing I didn't, like, normally I would, like, tear something apart, like, because sometimes, like, the cat would just disappear. Like, all of a sudden he was there and then he wasn't. But then I was just like, you know what? It's a fucking giant animal and it will kill people. So that's why he's not there. That's why. Like, and I'm okay with that. I understand. And I was like, they probably filmed this in like 20 days. I didn't know they filmed it in 8 days. So it was probably just like, yeah, this is good enough. God, we don't need the risk of tiger killing all these bird people.
Yeah. And for the sake of the story, you don't need to know what that thing eats. You don't need to see Mark Singer drink water in the desert. You don't need these things.
Well, I got to say, whoever worked on this film, they're all heroes. They literally risked life and limb to make this film to entertain us. And it's a feat of awesomeness. It really is. I'm going to give it 10 out of 10 on the awesome scale. Charlie, what say you?
6.5.
Howard?
Thing is, this movie, special place in my heart as a kid, just because it was always on, always watching it. This movie gets a hard 4.
Brian?
I'm going to give it a 6, man. I love this movie. And you know, what's better than bird people that eat people with their wings?
That was, I will say that was, I felt like that was the best part of the movie, and it felt like that should have been more. Way bigger. It was there for 10 seconds.
Going. It made me want to get a real job. That's how long it felt. I'm like, I'm over this.
Are you sure, like, you don't want to...
Factory hiring or something? I got to get the fuck out of here.
Are you sure you guys don't want to watch the trailer for the second Beastmaster?
Yeah. No. Who would you rather hang out with? The bear handler, the tiger handler, or the ferret handler?
The bear. Wow. The bear handler.
Yeah.
The ferret guy is just a regular dude because you can't train
Smells
him.
Smells weird.
Smells like a ferret. Fuck out of here.
The tiger guy is probably tweaking out of his mind because he's terrified of the tiger.
You have
the
to take meth.
The bear guy's got some good stories.
You have
the
to take
bear guy's got like the good tigers. Vodka. So also there was a marksman on set every day in case the bear or the tiger had to be put
down. With a big old gun.
Oh my god.
Dude, this it's amazing that they made this movie and that it
marked. I can't get over that. Marked. Could you imagine being on a movie and they're like, listen, don't worry. If the tiger gets away, we have a guy that's going to kill it here. You'd be like, what the fuck did I sign up for?
Seriously. Like, no big deal. No big deal. Listen, you'll be fine. We'll just blast him and it's game over. Like, what? So I got to witness tiger murder if shit gets out of control.
Be like, although it's probably game over for you as well. The guy's not allowed to hold the bullets. They're in a safe on the other side of the set.
This movie is just, it's incredible. It holds a special place in a lot of people's hearts. And shout out to Mark Singer, now 73.
Wow.
Still a badass. Rest in peace, Tanya Roberts. We apologize to her family and friends for Brian's behavior.
I apologize for nothing. And neither does she.
And
yeah, with those comments, I realized Brian was awesome. I was like, is Brian my friend?
John Amos, fantastic. I mean, really, the whole cast was
John
great.
Amos has barely aged. Like,
yeah, barely.
He didn't look that different coming to America.
I wrote that down. I wrote down that sequel. He was born at 45. He was born 45 years old.
Yeah. And this movie was 40 years ago.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
God damn it.
All I have to say is that whatever convention Mark Singer is going to be appearing at, and I hope the signed 8x10 photos or whatever are, I don't care how much they are, actually. I will be there. You let me know. Reach out to me. Reach out to Mark. Is he on Instagram? Is Mark Singer on Instagram?
I'm going to find out right now.
Wow.
The Beastmaster lives within all of us. Get me the rights. Don Coscarelli just signed off. He has no rights to the characters, anything. I mean, dude, I want to see a whole fucking prequel origin story of the bird people or whatever those things were.
They're pretty rad.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. This was a real treat. Yeah, it was long.
There's so many people named Mark Singer on Instagram. God damn it.
Yeah, M-A-R-C. But there's a lot of podcasts and a lot of YouTube videos about this movie. Again, the thing with the tiger, you know, dying after being dyed black, it's allegedly, we're not blaming anyone. You got to go deep. You go on Reddit.
Mark Singer's not looking the best these days.
Bro, he looks fine. He's the Beastmaster. He's 73.
Yeah, he's 73.
Yeah, so when is he appearing so that Charlie and I can go? Howard, we know, is not going to go.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I would totally go to this.
You'll go to the convention?
Yeah, I know.
But what if Mark hears this podcast and he's like, a hard four, bro?
But Howard could say, those four are all you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like that four, M-A-R-C.
All right, okay. Rest in peace, Tanya Roberts. Rest in peace, the tiger. Rest in peace, Rip Torn. Rest in peace, the bear. How old do bears live? There's no way that bear's still around, right?
That bear is super dead. They definitely killed him after he mauled his sixth person.
Yeah. This movie, there was dark arts all around this. There was dark sorcery within this movie and around this movie.
September 9th through the 12th. Lexington Comic and Toy Con. Mark Singer will be there.
Wow. Wait, what?
Lexington, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Wasn't he in
Dallas?
There was some sci-fi show, I feel like.
Oh, V.
V.
Wow.
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
All right, let's get to Patreon. Before we get out of here and do some shout outs here, we got Gary Johnson. Shout out to Gary, Lee Walker, Vincent Jewell, Ryan Williams, Nick, and Andy Wilson. Lee Walker says that bitch Carol Baskins wasn't involved on the set at any point, was she? Carol, listen, no Beastmaster, no Carol Baskins. A young Carol Baskins saw this and was like, I know what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Because how old is Carol? Are we the same age as Carol? That's dark.
I don't think so. Are we?
Find out, because no, I live near many bridges in New York, and I'll be
60. She's 60.
Oh, okay, good, good. All right. So she was already like wiling out with all sorts of big cats. I guess they were going to use cheetahs or panthers or something, but they were too skittish and too, I don't know, not able to be sedated like tigers. I don't know.
Yeah, tigers just aren't scared of you. Like, that's the only difference. They're just like, your food may be later if I get hungry.
Yeah, they know they
win. You can hang out. Right, yeah.
Yep.
If you ever watch a tiger attack, and I don't suggest that you do,
no, don't.
But it's so terrifying because they literally grab you like a mother dog grabs a puppy dog, except the mother dog doesn't sink its incisors into your jugular and you die instantly and go limp and get dragged off into the woods. Dude, what about the one where the guy
is on the elephant?
Oh dude.
Yeah,
just takes his fingers right off, right? Or is are you talking about the one where? Yeah, no, we're not watching.
I'm not pulling any of them up. I don't want to be put on those lists after I cleaned my internet history.
But Mark Singer, I mean, seriously, balls of steel to shoot scenes with a fucking tiger that it's died.
Yeah.
Also, Hollywood was a way different beast back in the day. They did not give a fuck.
Oh yeah, he was like, "What happened to this tiger?" They're like, "Shut the fuck up!"
Yeah,
it's a black tiger.
Yeah,
the three. It wasn't very far off from the people in the Three Amigos when they yelled at the Three Amigos, and they're like, "Listen, get the fuck out of here! You know, we own everything." Yeah. It was like that.
Yeah,
like here's a key bump. Action!
I mean,
guys, this.
No,
go ahead, Brian.
Is, you know, it's like when they made The Shining and they literally tortured that woman for weeks. You're like, you can't do that now. There's unions and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
That poor lady.
Makes for great movies, though.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you for watching this movie. Any suggestions for the next one we do?
Yeah. We need to get Zach on and do Mean Guns.
Oh, God.
Yes.
What is that?
Please, no.
Have you,
Mean that? Guns?
I think that's what it's called, yeah. Or Mean Bullets. One of those two. Hold on.
Either name sounds amazing.
You know what? You know what one I want to revisit, and I remember it's another like TNT or TBS one that would come on in the afternoon on like a Saturday or a Sunday, which I just remember. I remember Ice-T thinking it was so. Okay, well, hear me out on this. If not, maybe we'll do Mean Guns. Or let me think about it. I don't want to commit to anything. But do you remember Blind Fury with Rutger Hauer?
Yes.
Yes.
Dude. Like, during the ninja craze and the whole sword fighting thing, like, I just remember thinking, wait, this guy is blind? And it's like, this dude is a badass. But I also think it probably doesn't hold up.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I don't think I watched. I just remember like seeing commercials for it and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm sure it's going to be right up our alley.
Might be fun. Yeah.
All right, so we'll put it out there to the chat here, and we'll see. We'll see. Maybe Blind Fury. Either way, if anyone knows anyone who owns any trademarks related to the Beastmaster, I need to revamp this whole concept and whole theory. Who could be the new Beastmaster before we get out of here? Charlie?
The new Beastmaster.
You're going to kill me when I give you my...
Shit, I don't know. I mean, Momoa's already tried to do Conan. I would go with somebody like that, so it would be a success. But I'm not sure.
Do The Rock, bro. Rock makes everything fucking awesome.
No way. I'm already thinking, Howard? Put Lorenzo in this.
All right. Here's hey, my ferret. Choice. And here. Hey, old ferret. No, here's my choice. And just hear me out, okay? Channing Tatum.
I'll be honest with you. That would work.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey could be like the old Dar, and then we could get Channing Tatum to be the new Dar. Lee Walker just said Matthew McConaughey in chat.
You gotta have somebody that can get jacked, and
yeah,
Channing can get jacked.
And here's the thing with Channing Tatum, he has tried to purchase IP before. I want to say he was doing this comic book movie for like 5 years.
He tried to be Gambit.
Gambit.
He also owns the rights to my favorite comic book of all time, The Max, and I'm currently waiting for him to destroy that.
Fuck really? Yeah. The Max is dope.
Yep.
We might be friends.
So could he do long hair and maybe go a little blonde, get jacked for this?
He's probably working out right now for this, but he just doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. Magic Dar.
Dude. Dar just... Oh, God. All right, let's stop. All right. Brian, any suggestions for a modern Beastmaster? Either Channing Tatum, or I thought, you know who else could possibly do this, is the dude... I don't know if he's too old, but he's the husband of the beautiful lady from Sofia Vergara from American Family. What is it?
Joe Manganiello.
Oh, Joe Manganiello. Yeah. Joe.
Yeah.
Vermicelli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the kid from Kingsman? You ever see Kingsman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he could do it.
That kid's good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, that is all. Thank you all. I wish there was some sort of, you know, big tagline. That was another thing they were missing from this movie. They didn't have the big line. They didn't have the, you know, the I'll be back or whatever. They didn't have the beast. Oh. I am the Beastmaster. Did he have the, he never said that, right?
No, he was just like the strength of a tiger. The courage of an eagle.
I don't think he ever said I'm the Beastmaster.
Oh, wait. Remember the tears, though, in the movie? We didn't talk about that when he cried.
Oh, when the bitch threw the glass in his eye.
Called a freak.
Oh, yeah.
So bad.
Yes. What was that about?
That was
he didn't have part. Lines, I feel like, until 75 minutes into the movie.
Wasn't that the blind guy who called him a freak? It was like, oh, you could talk to, like, his dad was like, oh, you could talk to animals, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah,
it was dude, no Beastmaster, no Beastmaster, no Pulp Fiction. Zed's dead.
Oh man,
this is the OG Zed.
You think Rip Torn was like core. Just like, I like that name, and then 40 years later when Men in Black came out, he was like, my name's Zed, I don't give a fuck.
Yes, see, listen, anybody finds any interviews with Rip Torn about Beastmaster or John Amos about Beastmaster, anybody. Or if you want to trade me anything on my Depop for a Blu-ray 4K restoration version of the Beastmaster, it's going in the collection.
Restoration version?
Yeah, like I think somebody took another print,
like a VHS, another copy,
and did something to it and hooked it up. But Don. Any fans of Don Coscarelli, I don't know a lot about him, but I feel like he just does the movies that he wants to do. He got offered Conan the Destroyer and turned it down. Didn't like the script.
You know, what, man, come on.
What you like with the success of the first Conan, this dude was like, yo, I made Beastmaster. He turned them down. So, and then he went and did whatever. I mean, I've seen Phantasm. I've seen Boba Hotep. I've seen the other one. John Dies at the End. That was good.
That's a really good flick.
He just makes cool, weird movies and just does it on his own time. Right. He never had that big blockbuster flick.
Yeah. I don't think he cares.
Dude, he's like the punk and hardcore of movies, because like, you know, like when they offer like the major label deal to like the Too Cool for School band and they're like, nah, fuck it. And they're like, all right, well, just
his movies
have fun at the VFW or whatever.
His movies are one step above trauma movies. Like I'm looking at all of his shit here. It's just like,
what's his biggest movie?
Bubba Hotep. I mean, I don't know. Beastmaster. Phantasm, like I don't really recognize too many more of these. How big was Survival Quest? John Dies at the End is probably the biggest thing he's done.
Yeah.
Baba Nosferatu, Curse of the She Vampires.
Oh.
I mean,
wow. There's a lot going on there.
Phantasm, it's a polarizing movie, right? Like some people just don't like it at all. I'm kind of on the fence. I didn't love it. It's a weird fucking movie.
Yeah, it was odd. I don't remember any details about it though.
You know what I always equate Phantasm with is like Voivod. Like I'll listen to it, but I'm not a fan. You know what I mean? Like Voivod, like you see people wearing shirts and I'm like, what am I not hearing? Like, I tell me the track, like Furnace from Ringworm. He would be like, you don't like Phantasm? I'm like, no, I saw it. It's a weird movie. It's good. It's good. You know, he'd be like, you don't like Voivod? I'm like, what's the hit, bro? What's the jam? And he's like, and no one can ever say.
No.
Like they never, but it's, I get it. Like it's cool. It's weird. There's some there's some, it's not supposed to be a hit. It's supposed to be quirky and weird, right? It's supposed to be challenging. So I could kind of see that with this movie, with the Beastmaster. I could kind of see that. Like, I'm sure people were like, cut it down to 70 minutes, cut it down to fucking 85 minutes or whatever. But he's like, no, we're going to have fucking the Guar slave run through the hallway blind.
No, keep it long and still don't explain anything.
Damn, Howard is fucking ruthless.
I mean, he's not wrong, though.
I love this movie, especially because it meant so much as a kid. But, oh, Beastmaster, it just doesn't hold up.
There is a lot of room for exposition that never shows up. That is true.
Yeah. There's a lot of, instead of exposition, it's like contemplative staring.
There is that.
Yeah, just staring into the distance and nothing. No explanation, exposition, nothing.
That's how I get superpowers.
Channing, listen, Channing Tatum as Dar, Will Smith as Seth.
Maybe.
But here's the thing. You go dark and hard. Like, you make it look like Vikings, the TV show, or Game of Thrones, shot very dark, very serious tone, scary, all sorts of, I don't know, maybe you go CGI with the beasts, but you got to make it hard. Like, Beastmaster has to be hard, gory.
Yeah, I agree.
Get Rob Zombie to direct it.
Howard just signed off. He's like, I'm out.
No, I didn't. No, I'm just thinking, like, who would be the black guy in it now?
Or do you go comedic route and Kevin Hart as Seth?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
No, with the dude from Green Mile gone, I don't really know who would take over that spot right now.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
Adebisi. You get Adebisi. Remember him from Oz?
Yeah, from Oz, right?
And Lost.
Yep.
Yo, yep. With that out of a BC hat, and have him wear the same hat.
Same little hat.
That hat was like, it was, that hat was crazy. How, dude, come
his character was crazy,
dude? That's a great character. Adam Easy is great. All right, guys, I gotta go eat dinner. Thank you so much. We'll think about, oh, someone wrote Waterworld in the chat. Please, dear God, no.
Yeah, I need that hat.
There it is.
Dude, that fucking hat, is that iconic or what?
Isn't that like Wimpy's hat? Isn't it like from Popeye, right? Like Wimpy wore that hat.
Wimpy made it his own.
Who talks about Popeye and Wimpy?
Insane.
Yo, I don't want to be a dick, but Field of Dreams is the only thing I back from Costner. I think Costner is fucking overrated. I'm
Waterworld, bro. Mad Max.
No way.
Wait, Kevin Costner's
not in Mad Max, bro.
No, who is that?
Costner is overrated. Tell me, what did he do? The Postman? Come on. The
Postman was garbage.
No, I loved his Robin Hood, man.
Yeah, his Robin Hood was killer.
That is true.
I mean, to just think of this man in history, this Englishman who then says, Robin Locksley. Awesome. No accent.
Am I going to have to watch Robin Hood tonight?
He has some good movies for sure. There's one where he's like a knight, right? Is that, maybe I just have a really bad memory of Kevin Costner movies.
No, what else? You guys aren't coming to me with any heat besides Robin Hood. Where's the Kevin Costner heat?
Kevin Costner. Wait a minute, the movie he did with Jim Carrey wasn't bad.
What about the
what?
I mean, what about Dances with Wolves?
Dances with Wolves was so long.
Yeah.
The Untouchables? Dude. The Untouchables was dope.
And you got to give it up for The Bodyguard.
Bodyguard.
He's actually great. What's that show that he's in right now? Yellowstone. He's fucking great in Yellowstone.
Bull Durham. Come on. JFK.
Bull Durham.
Wyatt Earp. He was Wyatt Earp in
Nah. How does Costner not have any sort of Liam Neeson type of movie?
He does.
Or Bruce Willis type of
Jack
movie.
Jack Ryan, he was in. He was in that whole series.
Oh, that one was good. That one was good. I'll give him that. What was that? Clear and Present Danger? What was that one that he was in for Jack? Shadow Recruit. That's a sleeper. I like that one.
I don't think I saw that one.
Was he in Tombstone?
I believe he was. No,
that one was good.
No, he wasn't in Tombstone. Wait, no, it's not here.
He was in the Untouchables, man.
He was in Untouchables. Yeah, he wasn't in Tombstone.
All right, Untouchables was okay. JFK was okay.
Jesus Christ,
Untouchables is okay.
Wait a second. The movie Beastmaster got a 10.
Yes.
Beastmaster got a 10. Untouchables is okay.
Wow.
I will revisit Robin Hood, but if you were going to put Costner against, listen, Costner's no Mark Singer, okay? Just hear me out. No, I'm just kidding. No, if you're going to put Costner against Liam Neeson, Bruce Willis, and or say, I mean, I'll even go out there on a limb and say, actually, no, that's fucked up. I was going to say Gerard Butler, but
wow.
I'll say Bruce Willis and Liam Neeson destroy Costner. Their body of works both destroy Costner.
They're very different. It's very different actors, man. You got to come on.
Robin Hood, Morgan Freeman, and Alan Rickman were in it. Case closed.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Rickman. Well, I just say you got to have a good comic book movie, at least one in the vault. You got to have a good action movie. Kent. What?
Kevin Costner was Pa Kent in Man of Steel.
Yeah, he was.
All right, fine. All right, maybe I'll rethink my Costner. Dude, Liam Neeson was Darkman, bro. Let's do Darkman.
Wow. Liam Neeson was Ra's al Ghul in Batman.
Yeah, he was Ra's al Ghul. Yeah.
Yes.
That's way better than fucking Darkman. Jesus Christ.
No, dude, listen. Darkman is good. We should do that.
Darkman is dope.
What are we going to watch?
Don't sleep on.
We're going to watch Spawn after that? Jesus Christ.
It's a really bad movie.
Oh, my God. I tried to rewatch Spawn.
No, don't
oh
do it.
Oh, my God.
Wait for the new one. They're making a new one.
No, they're never making that. It's not
good. No. Dude, I feel like
don't do that.
I feel like Spawn the movie. What I don't even want to talk about that. I can't even.
John Leguizamo as in a giant like oversized fat suit.
No, I was like, they should have just shelved this movie. That's one movie that I thought. I know a lot of people worked on it and they did their best or whatever. That's one movie that's such a steaming pile of shit. And I've made no movies. But I still was so mad that I lost that time that I feel I can say that it's a steamy pile of shit.
Yeah, that one was, it was rough. It was rough, especially because Spawn is such a cool character.
Yeah, and so Michael Jai White is not the best actor. Right? Like,
why are they? Well, listen, they just never gave him the right roles. He was good as Mike Tyson. Was he not good as Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
But the whole like thing where he's getting like he goes and sees his wife and the friend is banging the wife, right? Like it was just bad. That was a bad movie.
Do we blame Todd McFarlane for that writing? That was pretty much ripped from the comics.
It just didn't work. Just didn't work.
But we don't need any more origin stories.
Is that the worst movie of all time?
No, there's way worse movies.
Is it in the top 10 worst movies of all time?
No.
How many Justice League movies are there?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the top.
There's some Fantastic Four movies still sitting out there that
they're all in a cloud of number one worst flicks ever.
I disagree. Fantastic Four is like the Citizen Kane of comic book movies compared to fucking Spawn.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's fair. But like,
fair. Yeah.
Where's
the
this
one with Michael B. Jordan wasn't even that bad.
No, no, it was. The Thing was a murderer. Sorry. The blue-eyed, ever-loving Thing was an assassin in that movie. How dare you? How dare you?
I just wasn't into any of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they just say, and they took like the same, I don't even want to talk about that one either.
I mean, Chris Evans was a good cast for Human Torch.
Oh, yeah.
And also Captain America. I mean, that's the only like redeeming quality I have from the first Fantastic Four movie is that Chris Evans was kind of a good casting choice.
Oh, yeah.
What's worse, Green Hornet or Spawn?
Oh,
Green Hornet was funny. I think you mean Green Lantern, right?
Wait. Green Lantern and was there a Green Hornet?
They did a remake with Seth Rogen.
Both green, both not great.
But both better than Spawn.
Yes. No. Green Lantern.
Green Lantern
is the same. It's at the floor. That's where Spawn lives. That's the lowest you can go.
And I tried to watch that Green Lantern several times, and it's just...
I get like 15, 20 minutes in, and I'm like, I can't even continue to watch. It's like it's telling me to stop watching it.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds is funny. He can't save it.
Yeah.
You know what? Two movies I always wonder if they held up, but I will not go back and watch them because I don't have time and I don't fucking care. But I wonder if they held up. Dick Tracy.
No.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen either of those, but Who Framed Roger Rabbit
is awesome.
I told many, many people about how awesome the original Ninja Turtles movie was, and then I went back and re-saw it, and I was like,
The original Ninja Turtles with all the where they bathe in animatronic, like...
Yeah, but when I remembered it, I was like, this is awesome. And then I watched it, and I'm like, oh, shit, this is fucking dreadful. Like, oh, my God.
Dude, I swear we sat in the theater, like, really low or, like, hid so that we could just stay in there and just keep seeing it. We thought it was that great.
Yeah. I will say I agree with you about Dick Tracy. I've thought before, like, I remember that being great, but at the same time, you're like, fuck, if I watch it again, it might be awful and I'll be miserable.
Oh, yeah. That movie, I feel like it was long, too.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit is just a good movie, though.
It is?
Yes.
I don't remember much detail about
it. I love that flick. It's not
I don't know what it's about.
It's about racism, essentially.
It's about horny cartoons. That's all I remember.
Well, yeah, the grown man being really stoked on that movie kind of freaked me out back in the day. Like,
well, Jessica Rabbit was like smoking hot, even for a cartoon. Undeniably smoking hot. I'm just saying, back in the day.
Let's clip it. We're clipping that for Instagram.
Yeah, dude. Sure. Do it. I'm not embarrassed. Fight me about it.
So wait, no Jessica Rabbit, no anime then, right? Like, because like she was...
That was already happening.
Different. Those are way different cultures. It was already happening? Anime is from... Japan's been doing weird shit since they haven't been allowed to see, like, dicks and bushes and shit. Like... It's true. Ever since then, they're into like tentacles and crazy shit. And that's because they passed a law that said you can't show genitals on any form of media. So they just started using octopus.
Oh, gee.
Whoa.
I mean, it's a very strange culture.
Yeah.
We have to end.
I don't know why I know this.
now.
I was just letting you go, man.
No, it's whatever, man. I know shit. I read books, whatever.
I mean, I did remember, I think at like either age 13 or 14, we weren't supposed to be doing this, but we took acid and watched this movie, Akira. And man, that fucked me up. That fucked me up. I was like, that I wasn't right for days after that.
No, because you're going into it like, oh, this is gonna be a cartoon. And then it's fucking Akira, and it's not for kids.
No. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, all right. Yeah. Aeon Flux, all that weird shit, dude.
No, that ruined it for me. I never watched any of this stuff. Never got into anime. Never watched. I didn't even want to watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit. But I do remember seeing it. Well, it's animation.
Anime is a different thing.
Yes, it's a different animal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all right. Well, listen.
It's a good movie.
Make an
it doesn't belong on the show.
Okay. All right, that's it, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll be back with, who knows, maybe we'll do, I don't know, maybe we'll do Who Framed Roger Rabbit. But I say we do fucking Blind Fury, or what was the other one?
Mean, you said Dark Man.
Dark Man is hard. Now, if Dark Man doesn't hold up, I'm going to be pissed, because I can already tell Howard's going to be like, what the fuck is we, like, what have we done?
I literally watched Dark Man last week because it showed up on like my YouTube thread or whatever. And it's not Liam Neeson's best work.
Oh, God.
It is not. Down. That's a movie that belongs on this show.
All right. Yeah. But that's it. Dark Man next.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. Right. Have a good night. We will be back with Dark Man. Just a quick outro before we head out of here. Brian, where can they find you?
Find me everywhere at B McKay's Right. And join up at Gas Digital Network if you like what you saw here. Every episode of How Awesome Is This is in the Josta Show bonus content section. So go over to GasDigitalNetwork.com, sign up, use promo code Josta, get a 1-week free trial, check it out. You're going to want to stick around.
And you can gift your friend a subscription to Gas Digital right now.
Thanksgiving Day promo.
If you like these movies, like we're watching Border coming up, we're watching Fried Larry. We're really going to take the How Awesome Is This podcast to the next level. We've been fucking around, but it's time to get dead serious. And listen, if you sign up to the Patreon, that's great. But remember, the video is exclusive to Gas Digital. And we want to make sure that we're driving subs to Gas Digital. And if you like this podcast and you want to sub, it's hugely helpful. But listen, if you're a little low on funds and you want to just donate to the show, Venmo Jamie Josta, anything over $20, I send you a care package only if you live in the US, or you can donate at paypal.me/Josta. We always reinvest in the show. And also we have podcast donation sales at martyrstore.net, martyrstore.net. But you guys have been so helpful and supportive, and so have the sponsors. So thank you to Indie Merch Store. Go to indiemerchstore.com, use promo code JOSTA10. Make sure you check out all the good new merch, the restocks, the pre-orders. They got it all. And also check out Mad Russian Apothecary. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the like, hit the subscribe, hit the bell. Just for this ginger beard that smells good and is so soft because I use that Mad Russian Apothecary Sochi Snow beard oil.
I had to shave for a BYM cover yesterday. Wow. We did a mock-up of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
So I needed to shave and fucking
Mad Russian is not going to be happy with you, but that's okay. You know why? Because you got the aftershave balm. Right? You can use the Mad Russian aftershave bomb that they make. Go to madrussianapothecary.com. Use the promo code JOSA21. Also, thank you to Seek and Strike Records. We love Orbit Culture, and so do you. And you can save on their merch when you use promo code JOSA10 at seekandstrike.com. Of course, martyrstore.net. Once again, thank you to everybody who listened to the Corpse Grinder teaser here on the YouTube, on the JOSA Show YouTube page. You can donate to the record, get your name in George's thanks list at martyrstore.net. And we're going to have another teaser up for you soon. And we're going to have the pre-orders up soon. And the first single
It's called Acid Vat. It's with Eric Rutan from Hate Eternal. So it's going to be hard. All right. I don't know when this is coming out, but have a good week or weekend. Or is it the weekend? Is it coming out tonight? The weekend?
It should be tomorrow. Tonight. Yeah, it'll be out. It'll be out soon. It'll be out. You'll be listening to this on the 20th for sure.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, everybody. We will be back very, very soon with Frank Bello from Anthrax. And then we have a whole fucking killer's row, a death row of a gauntlet of amazing guests.
We just recorded Frank Bello this morning. It was great.
Frank was great. Check out the book. Frank's got a new book. We love Anthrax. We love Frank.
That's up on Gas Digital right now. Right now.
GasDigitalNetwork.com, baby, if you want to hear it first. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it for now. We will be back very soon. Drink your coffee, do your push-ups, listen to death metal. Bye-bye.
All right, dope. And then...